It's funny. It's such a hard question. I love how Tori Amos puts it. She said, "I'd rather tell you who I slept with than tell you who my influences are, because it's so sacred and so impossible to almost impossible to say, because everything I've ever heard has influenced me in some way. I mean, I grew up, for the first 6 years, pretty much only hearing my father or hearing gospel music or, maybe a little Bob Dylan during his Christian time, Slow Train Coming or whatever, and then." Just, I got into everything from Fleetwood Mac to Pink Floyd. I was so all over the map. Every single thing I heard, and I honestly sang before I spoke. My mom said I used to hum as a little baby, and so music has always just moved through me. And I honestly can't give you any. I can tell you people that I admire musically, but there's a list of 1,000 people that I love. I love them for different reasons. They all strike different chords in me. The thing is that music for me was always used to, because I didn't want to do it in front of people, really. I mean, I love to sing, but because I didn't think I'd be a songwriter for anyone. I just did it for myself as a tool for understanding. If I was going through something, I could write a song. I had to write a song, and then I could come out of it and go, "Oh man, look where I was at. That was scary shit, but I'm okay." So I had that to show for those dark places. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's sort of the way everyone describes writing a song. It's a snapshot of a time in your life, sure. But I didn't think that I was going to end up sharing it with the world. So my music is pretty. I mean, music is personal, but yeah, mine just happens to be like, you're reading my journal or something like that. But that's cool. Well, as a woman, I have to say, just like finding the strength to make a record. It's such a man's world in the studio. All the musicians were men, all of the producer, and also just having really not done a whole lot of, well, no recording, I didn't realize how much strength I needed in order to get through that and really feel strongly about my own ideas. I was a little bit shy. And then just touring and touring and playing, I just completely came onto the other side of that and became much more confident. So when I went in to make the next record, it was great. And then Lilith Fair was astounding as a woman, and it was just very validating too for me as a singer and a songwriter, people coming up who I really admire and telling me that they enjoyed what I did. So that was good. I think that Silence was a much more sad record than Passenger because of where I was at in my life. And all of the, I mean, that's about 400 to 500 shows between records. So seeing some of the people that I saw play, I mean, I was exposed to so much music. And I was also left with the task at times while doing a live show of having a completely uncaptive audience and turning them to me, finding a way of opening them up and saying, "Hey, there's a reason you should listen to me." And so learning how to do that, that's something that you can only come with a lot of experience. So I really admire my managers for knowing that touring was going to be the way for me to learn how to be a better singer and performer. And I think that it impacted this record because I'm less safe. I'm okay to abandon myself a little bit more on stage. Like, I close my eyes and I just sing my ass off now. Whereas before, I held back a little bit because I was afraid of what people would say if they saw what was in there. I was afraid I'd scare people away or be, whatever. I don't know what I was afraid of, but I realize now there's nothing to be afraid of. Well, because I do a lot of my demoing at home, which is really great for me because it's a very free environment. I'm completely comfortable, and neither my husband nor I are drummers or percussionists. And so what it allows for us to do is just to program something really dirty and funky, and just get down with it, without having to actually go and find drummers and explain what we want. He can actually just go into the computer and program, and he's really, really good at that. And usually what happens is he'll be programming something very cool, and I'll walk by the room and go, "Oh my God, that's so rocking. I mean, throw up a microphone, so we'll just start playing from that." So it's good. It's just a different kind of sound. Just the same way an acoustic guitar and electric guitar are different. But what we like to do is we like to use a loop for continuity and strength to start off that way and get an idea of the song, and then bring a drummer in and either play the loop and replace that with a real guy, or play over it and mix them together. But we record into Logic Audio. We record onto the computer from home. We don't do analog. People say that they feel that the Pro Tools and digital music sounds so much less solid, because when it's on analog, it's brought into the world. It's like printed onto, you know, reality and matter. It's like it exists, whereas in the digital domain, it's just sort of floating out there and not really solid. But I don't agree. I think that it's an amazing way, and it's so easy to just move things around. Oh God, you know, gosh, I just really wish that I hadn't done that other chorus, and boom, boom, done, you know?
Right.
Just great. It's awesome. I went to French school when I was little, in immersion, and I love the language, and singing in that language is really amazing. I'm really into languages. I'm a big Dead Can Dance fan. I love how she sings in languages, some that are real and some that aren't. They are real to her. I'm really into Nasrat Fateh Ali Khan and Sheila Chandra and Kalthum and like all these, you know, Egyptian music. I love it when music connects without the words. I find English can be a little constricting, and it's not as easy to express yourself. And maybe because, I don't know, it's just a romance language. It's so beautiful to sing in. So a friend of mine had written the song, and he had sailed with my father and wrote songs with my dad as well. And it's a song about a little girl waiting for her father to come home from the sea. And I always related to the song, always found it beautiful. And when we were in New Orleans making the record, it just seemed like a really perfect place to pull out a really dark and beautiful lament in French. Well, I think about it. I think about what people would do listening to my record. First thing that you want is to make a sexy record that people can have sex to. Because you want something, I mean, like Passion, Peter Gabriel record, you know, the end of the Dead Can Dance record, but the Last Temptation of Christ soundtrack, and all of these things. I just love the deep grooves and just something really romantic. And I also, if people want it, I want people to get out of the record whatever they come needing. Like if they need to get into the lyrical side of it, and really, if they want it for relationship issues, they can look at it, the songs, as relationship with the man or woman. They can look at it as relationship with the earth. They can look at it, or they can just dance around their house naked or clean their house or whatever. Like, I just want people to enjoy it in whatever place they need, you know?
Yeah.
Or they can use it as a coaster. I don't care.